Australians are needlessly dying from heart attacks because up to a quarter of the electronic defibrillators installed in workplaces and public areas around the country don't work properly. That's the warning from the national organisation responsible for registering and monitoring the equipment. It's launched a new set of guidelines in an effort to stop flat batteries and software malfunctions from saving lives, but it's also calling for more regulation. Pat McGrath reports.
Up to 33,000 Australians die from sudden cardiac arrest every year. The rollout of automatic defibrillators in workplaces, sporting clubs and other public areas over the past decade is helping to save some of those lives, but the Automated External Defibrillator Deployment Agency says the equipment doesn't always work. Graham Peel is the registry's president.
And there's nothing more frustrating than coming across somebody who's got a sudden cardiac arrest who clearly needs urgent defibrillation to save their lives and finding that the defibrillator that you have in your hand or in fact can't locate simply won't do the job.
In the United States, researchers found that up to a quarter of the equipment installed in public areas at any time don't work because of flat batteries, damage or software malfunctions. There are no hard numbers for Australian defibrillators, but Graham Peel is prepared to put forward an estimate.
Probably 20 to 25% of defibrillators aren't working. We also know that unless you get defibrillation on a sudden cardiac arrest patient within the first couple of minutes, then their chance of survival is very remote. Anecdotally, we believe that there probably are people dying unnecessarily.
And so today the registry is releasing a set of guidelines to make sure that all businesses and organisations that have the equipment installed regularly check to make sure they're ready for use in an emergency. It's also setting up a voluntary register to keep track of all defibrillators around the country. Graham Peel says there's one positive change already underway. Defibrillators are becoming easier to use.
You open it up and it talks to you. It'll tell you, pull out the pads, where the pads have to be located, and connections. Then basically you stand back and wait.
As long as the battery's working.
Battery's got to be working, the pads have got to stick, software's got to be functioning.
So it's been sort of haphazardly rolled out sort of over the past decade or so.
That's right. There's been a huge amount of enthusiasm, but not as much standardisation.
The AED's Deployment Registry's president, Graham Peel, ending Pat McGrath's report.